General Perry Wiggins retired, and he's the executive director of the Governor's Military Council on K-Man's In Focus this morning. And General, we've been talking, apparently I misquoted myself earlier. I'm not older than you, but, you know, just a few months isn't that big of a margin, is it?
No, not at all.
Well, let's talk a bit about some things that are happening with the military. And, you know, we obviously are very proud of the veterans in our community and those that currently serve. And, of course, you know, we're a week away from Veterans Day and all that. But let's touch base on some of the happenings with, you know, some of the other facilities, Leavenworth and McConnell, et cetera, as well as Fort Riley.
Right. Well, you know, Fort Leavenworth has got classes in session. You know, a lot of people probably don't realize that the Army's had to continue to recruit, continue to retain, and continue to train servicemen and women as they work their way through, really, the readiness cycle. And so at Fort Leavenworth, for example, we've had about 1,200 majors. We've had some international students that are in session there. And Lieutenant General Rainey, the commander of the Combined Arms Center, has been really orchestrating that in the current environment to make sure he keeps everybody safe. And thus far, he's done an exceptional job of keeping those students safe from the COVID environment and continue to train, which is now even, it's challenging, but when you add COVID-19 in there, it makes it even more complex and challenging.
So certainly,
Leavenworth really doing a great job.
You know, one of the things, I don't think Leavenworth gets enough credit for what happens on those grounds. I know a lot of people think of Leavenworth as a federal penitentiary, but there is so much more.
Yeah.
And that school there, that college for the military, is really, in the military's world, iconic, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And it's been for many, many, many years in our Army. You know, we call it the intellectual capital of our Army, of our profession, because it's where we really hone our skills, learn our trade as a tactician. And we have graduated, really, our Army's finest have passed through the gates of Fort Leavenworth and gone on to great things in our Army. So very proud of Fort Leavenworth and what they do. And I think the community there really wraps their arms around that institution in that installation and does a wonderful job of really kind of retaining, being the gem of education for our Army. You know, that's where Army University is as well. And the Board of Regents here in the state of Kansas has a program where they're working hand in hand. It's leading the effort in the nation to take military occupational specialties, skills, experience, education, and correlating that into credit hours for military members separating or retiring from the military so they get credit for the time they've done and don't have to spend that money in our universities. And that's huge.
Well, and also take into consideration at Kansas State University what the arrangements are here for military, and that's obviously a big factor for our area soldiers.
Oh, it that's incredible, not only for our soldiers, but for their family members as well. And, you know, I mean, Fort Riley was just recently recognized by the Academy for Park and Recreation Administration as a gold award winner for their parks and recreation, which includes community engagement. And that partnership program that's really been put in place with K-State for a number of years is the gold star standard. Whether it's sports, whether it's academia, I remember having the basketball coach at the time, Frank, come into my office and say he wanted to start a partnership. And so we took the field artillery battalion and aligned them with the basketball team. And Frank Martin was a huge part of that. We have one with the football team, the volleyball teams. A lot of people don't know that goes on. And there's a great individual out there in our community called Art DeGroat that really was the impetus behind that and the driver, and has really done a wonderful job.
Yeah, Art kind of takes on challenges and runs through the programs, doesn't he?
Yeah, you know, he's a one-man force, that's for sure. But, you know, he's a guy that's got his heart in the right place for our servicemen and women. our veterans and even the active duty and their family. And so I applaud Art and Manhattan and K-State University for all that they've done for the Big Red One and for the service members on Fort Riley. It really has made a huge difference, and it's a part of the reason why Fort Riley is recognized as one of the best for parks and recreations in the nation.
Tell us a little bit about some updates with McConnell Air Force Base.
Well, you know, McConnell is still receiving the KC-46 Pegasus aircraft. You know, you heard talk about the 190th and the KC-135s. That's the older model of our refueling platform, which been in place for about 60 years and has been the workhorse. And now we're trying to migrate a new system, the Pegasus aircraft, into the Air Force's inventory. And McConnell's on the leading edge of that initiative. And they're doing a great job of bringing that platform on station and making sure we work through all the challenges that's normally associated with a new platform, as there will be. But they've done it excellently, and I think the Air Force is better off for it, and the professionals at McConnell are just incredible airmen out there making this system work.
You know, Wichita's had some challenges with Boeing and some other aircraft manufacturing-related concerns, obviously with the pandemic and the need being throttled down somewhat. But there's a lot of good news that has been happening in Wichita with regard to the airline industry there. And, you know, whatever they are doing at McConnell, it's just a nice partnership in Wichita.
Well, I tell you, Wichitans, I guess is what you can call them, they're resilient. I mean, they were hit even before the COVID environment by the 737 MAX. Mm-hmm. But they have picked themselves up, and they continue to move on. And it is refreshing as now a new Kansan, I hope I can call myself a new Kansan, to really be a part of a state and people who are resilient to the core. And Wichita is just one example of where people continue to pick each other up, move forward, not backward, and look to the brighter things, not the darker side of things. And Wichita is a very wonderful city. You know, they're right now working to try to get Space Command in Wichita, as well as Kansas City area here in Kansas. So they keep looking for opportunities that they can continue to push. And I'm proud to say once again that I'm a part of a state that's very resilient.
I know you call yourself a new Kansan, but I've got a better term, and that's forever Kansan. So you can take that.
All right. I'll
or permanent that. Or permanent Kansan, whichever. Yeah.
Permanent Kansan.
Yeah, yeah. General Wiggins, we have just a couple of minutes left of the program here this morning on In Focus, and a couple of final thoughts that you'd like to pass along today?
Yeah, you know, I mean, an important thing. 1st Infantry Division launched what's called Operation Victory Wellness out there on the post, and I applaud D.A. Sims, the new commanding general of the 1st Infantry Division, and his team for really taking time and looking out for the soldiers, the families, and the civilians at Fort Riley and trying to make sure they build resilience, strengthening relationships, and across the five dimensions of strength, and that's physical, emotional, spiritual, social, and family. So I'd like to just shout out to Fort Riley and the Big Red One for really taking this on and leading the effort for taking care of our soldiers, their families, and civilians that call Fort Riley home.
Yeah, well, you know, there's been so much that's going on here, and it just continues to be a wonderful asset. And in fact, I don't know if you knew this the other night during election coverage, CNN's John King gave a shout-out to Riley County for being home for Kansas State University and Fort Riley. So I was surprised that he would even know that.
Well, they're tied at the belly button, so it's really something people, when they say K-State University and they say the Big Red One and vice versa, it's because they have such a close-knit relationship.
General Perry Wiggins, hopefully you'll get your buck here before too long, right?
Yeah, hopefully. Jim won't let me live it down if I don't.
I can't imagine why. Thanks for joining us here on the show. Thanks for joining us, and happy Veterans Day to you. Thank you for your wonderful service to our country, and as you continue, not only in our community, but for the state of Kansas.
Thanks, brother. You guys have a great week.
I will. We will. Karen Hibbard with CVB tomorrow, K-State Research and Extension Greg Eystone, and McCain Auditorium's Todd Holmberg on InFocus tomorrow on K-Man's InFocus.